Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 3, The Birth of Lord Krishna, Text 44. Etad Fam Darshitam Rupam Prag Janma Smaranaya Me Nanyata Madhavam Gyanam Martya Lingena Jayate Etadvam Darshitam Rupam Prajanma Smaranaya Me Nanyata Madhavam Gyanam Martya Lingena Jayate Etadvam Darshitam Rupam Prajanma Smaranaya Me Nanyata Madhavam Gyanam Martya Lingena Jayate Etadvam Darshitam Rupam Prajanma Smaranaya Me Nanyata Madhavam Gyanam Martya Lingena Jayate Avam Darshita Rupam Smaranaya Me Avam Gyanam Martya Lingena Jayate Avam Darshita Rupam Etadvam Darshitam Rupam Prajanma Smaranaya Me Nanyata Madhavam Gyanam Martya Lingena Jayate Etadvam Darshitam Rupam Prajanma Smaranaya Me Vishnu, Vam, unto both of you, Darshitam, has been shown, Rupam, my form, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, with four hands, Prakjanma, of my previous appearance. Smaranaya, just to remind you, may, my, na, not, of anyata, otherwise, mat bhavam, Vishnu's appearance, jnanam, this transcendental knowledge. Martyalingena, by taking birth like a human child. Jayate, does arise. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. I have shown you this form of Vishnu just to remind you of my previous births. Otherwise, if I appeared like an ordinary human child, you would not believe that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, has indeed appeared. Please repeat. I have shown you this form of Vishnu. Just to remind you of my previous births. Otherwise, if I appeared like an ordinary human child, you would not believe that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, has indeed appeared. Purport. Devaki did not need to be reminded that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, had appeared as her son. She already accepted this. Nonetheless, she was anxious, thinking that if her neighbors heard that Vishnu had appeared as her son, none of them would believe it. Therefore, she wanted Lord Vishnu to transform himself into a human child. On the other hand, the Supreme Lord was also anxious, thinking that if he appeared as an ordinary child, she would not believe that Lord Vishnu had appeared. Such are the dealings between the devotee, between devotees and the Lord. The Lord deals with his devotees exactly like a human being, but this does not mean that the Lord is one of the human beings. For this is the conclusion of non-devotees, avajananti mamudha manushim tanam ashritam. Devotees know the Supreme Personality of Godhead under any circumstances. This is the difference between a devotee and a non-devotee. The Lord says, Manmanadava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskaru. Quote, engage your mind always in thinking of me, become my devotee, offer obeisances and worship me. End quote. A non-devotee cannot believe that simply by thinking of one person, one can achieve liberation from this material world. and go back home, back to Godhead. But this is a fact. The Lord comes as a human being, and if one becomes attached to the Lord on the platform of loving service, one's promotion to the transcendental world is assured. Amagyana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tyatvataha tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mameti sorajana. His appearance and activities are transcendental, and if one knows this and appreciates this, then one will eventually come to the Lord, to his eternal abode, and enter into his eternal pastimes. One won't have to take another birth in this material world. The Lord's form is non-different from him, and he can display it in many different ways or make it invisible according to his desire. Sometimes the Lord expands his form into many identical forms. Like when Krishna was living in the city of Dwarka, he had 16,108 wives, and he maintained each of them in a separate palace, and he expanded his form into simultaneously into the different palaces. Once Narada Muni was visiting Dwarka, and he visited each palace, and in each palace he saw the Lord behaving in a different way. Or when Krishna was dancing with the gopis, he expanded himself into so many different forms so that each gopi thought that Krishna was dancing with her. So Krishna can expand his forms. He can appear in a single form. He can make himself invisible. The last time I gave class here, I was telling how Lord Chaitanya would invisibly visit the home of Sachimata, his mother, to eat the offerings that she was offering to the deity in her home. And he wasn't visible to her, but he was actually present. So the Lord can make his form invisible. He can transform his form any way he wants. When the Lord appeared to Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he appeared as his friend and chariot driver, and later he took the role of guru, and then he revealed his nature as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He explained this philosophically to Arjuna, but then he demonstrated his powers as the Supreme Personality of Godhead by displaying his universal form. And Arjuna was completely awed by that vision of the Lord in his universal form, with thousands of heads and thousands of arms, in a very awe-inspiring feature. And then the Lord appeared to him in his forearm form, and then he transformed himself into his two-armed form as Krishna, Shyamasundar. So the Lord is able to manifest his form in any way that he pleases. And in addition to his human-like form, he has so many other incarnations, avatars, as Matsya, the fish form, Kurma, the tortoise, Varaha, the boar. So the Lord has many different forms, and he can manifest them or make them unmanifest as he pleases. He can expand them into many forms. So here in the presence of Vasudeva and Devaki, he is manifesting his form, his forearm form, and at their request is transforming himself into a human childlike form. So the Lord has the ability to do that. But his forms are transcendental. They eternally exist. We may not be able to always see them. Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavritaha mudo yam nabijananti lokamam ajam avyayam. Lord Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, I am not always visible to everyone. I can cover myself by the curtain of my yoga maya, my illusory energy. And then people, they don't understand who I am. So the Lord has this ability to disguise or hide his true form. He has this cloaking ability to do that. And even in modern science, they attempt to do these things. You know, they make stealth aircraft that are invisible to radar. And even they're trying to make visibility cloaks so that objects can become invisible. You know, like the military is developing fabrics, you know, that they can dress their soldiers in, and these fabrics will take on the colors and shapes of the surrounding environment. You know, they're trying to do this. For example, if they're in the forest, then the fabric will pick up the colors and shapes of the trees and display that, making the soldier invisible. So even scientists, they're trying in their imperfect ways to do these things. But Krishna, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, being all-powerful and completely in control of the senses of all living entities, he has the perfect ability to be able to make his eternal transcendental forms manifest or unmanifest simply by his will. So, actually, there's some perverted reflection of that. It's come to my attention recently. You know, I have one of these things, so-called smartphone, but some people actually live on their smartphones 24 hours a day. You know, they find it very difficult to separate themselves from him. And, you know, I've heard there's a new game called Pokemon Go. Does anyone know this? You know it. Yeah. So what it is, you know, the phone has an ability, you turn on the camera, you can see everything, but they've hidden these Pokemon characters so they become visible. You know, you go to the pier and, you know, they'll, a Pokemon character will appear and you've got to capture it or defeat it or whatever. So it's manifesting, although it's not part of the normal vision, it manifests if you've got that program installed on your smartphone, if you've got the Pokemon Go app or game installed on your smartphone, you'll be able to perceive these creatures. So Krishna is, you know, the same way. He has the ability to hide his form or manifest it to those that are deserving of seeing it. Bhaktya mam abhijananti yavanyas chasmi tatvataha tato mam gyatvato gyatva vishte tat anantaram. Only by devotional service can Krishna truly be known or perceived. As I said, he doesn't make himself visible to everyone. Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavritahai. He remains hidden. But because he is Hrishikesha, the lord of the senses, the controller of the senses, if a person has Krishna's mercy, then Krishna will agree to appear before his devotee. So we're trying to qualify ourselves so that eventually we'll be able to see Krishna. But meanwhile, Krishna is agreeing to be present before us in forms that are accessible by our present senses. Atashri Krishna Nama Adi Nabhavad Grayam Indriyai Sevan Mukhe Jivadao Swayam Eva Sparatyada. Krishna's name, form, pastimes are not accessible to the gross material senses normally. Atashri Krishna Namadi Nabhavad Grayam Indriyai. But Sevan Mukhehi Jiva Dao, by serving Krishna with the senses, beginning with the tongue, Swayam Eva Sparatyada, he agrees to become visible by his own will. So Krishna agrees to become accessible to our senses in the form of the deity, the Archa Vigraha, and by serving the deity, gradually a devotee becomes more and more aware that Krishna is non-different from his deity form. Krishna also agrees to appear in the form of his holy name, and as we begin to get deeper and deeper into the chanting of the holy name, avoiding the offenses to the holy name, we become more and more aware of how Krishna is present in his holy name. Krishna is also present in the form of his transcendental literatures, like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, especially, is the literary incarnation of the Lord. And Krishna is present in the pages of these transcendental literatures in the form of his transcendental instructions and the transcendental descriptions of his form, pastimes, associates, and abode. The Lord also appears in the form of prasadam, the transcendental foodstuffs, that are offered to him and taken by the devotees as his mercy. So in so many forms, Krishna is making himself available to our mind and senses. And a bhakti yogi tries to arrange his or her life so that the mind and the senses are always somehow or other engaged in Krishna's service, engaged in thinking of Krishna somehow or other. And as Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, a non-devotee cannot believe that simply by thinking of one person one can achieve liberation from this material world and go back home, back to Godhead. But this is a fact. Manmana bhava mad bhakto. Always think of me, become my devotee. Madhyaji mam namaskaru. Always engage in my service and worship me. So a devotee tries to arrange his or her life so that the eyes are always seeing things in relationship to Krishna. The ears are always hearing things in relationship to Krishna. The sense of smell is being used in connection with Krishna. The sense of taste is being used in connection with Krishna. All the senses should be engaged in Krishna's service. And that becomes easier when the mind is focused on Krishna. The mind is the center of all of the senses. The senses are grouped around the mind. So if the mind is focused on Krishna, then the senses become more easily controlled. And the result will be that one becomes qualified to enter the transcendental world. One's promotion to the transcendental world is assured. So I'll stop there. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Bhrigupati Prabhu. So the question is having your spiritual master, the focal point, as good as having Krishna, the focal point? And the answer is yes. Yasya prasada, Bhagavat prasada, yasya prasada, nagati gotopi. Yeah, by getting the mercy of the spiritual master, it's as good as getting the mercy of Krishna. The spiritual master is Krishna's representative. Krishna is the Chaitya Guru, the guru within the heart, the super soul, but he also appears externally in the form of the various kinds of spiritual masters, instructing spiritual masters, Varma Pradarshika gurus, the spiritual masters who initially guide us to the path of Krishna consciousness, and of course the Diksha guru, the initiating spiritual master. So of course, the focusing on the spiritual master means focusing on the spiritual master's instructions, and the spiritual master says, always think of Krishna. He repeats Krishna's instructions. So if one is serving one spiritual master, that is the way to please Krishna. But one of the spiritual master's instructions is to chant the Hare Krishna mantra 16 rounds a day, study the Bhagavad Gita, the Srimad Bhagavatam, worship the deity. But yes, actually that was one of the things I was going to mention as I was going through the list of the different ways in which Krishna makes himself available. He makes himself available in the form of not only the Vedic literature and the deity, but his confidential representative, the bona fide spiritual master. Anything else? Yes? Well, Srila Prabhupada said we should try to establish that life comes only from life. Life doesn't come from chemicals. So even an ordinary person can tell an atheistic scientist, you can't produce a living thing from chemicals. And they'll have to admit that because none of them have ever done it. They may say, we're working on it. In the future, we will certainly do it. But if you ask them right at the present moment, have you combined chemicals to form any living thing? The answer will always be no. So anybody, even a child, can say that to the most so-called advanced scientist. Yes. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo vidahu. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, the spiritual master must be coming in a recognized disciplic succession. And according to our understanding, those are the Vaishnava, those are Sampradaya. So if one is truly a bona fide representative of Krishna, he will be appearing in a bona fide disciplic succession. Specifically for members of the Krishna consciousness movement, ISKCON, we are followers of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. And there are different branches of that. And Srila Prabhupada established his branch with his particular teachings. And we follow in that line. So in a general sense, you could say that one has to appear in the proper disciplic succession. But for members of ISKCON, that means coming in the disciplic succession as it's been handed to us by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.